Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today, and if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. So sometimes spirit can send you on what might seem like a wild goose chase in order to lead you where you're supposed to go. I feel compelled to start by sharing a story with you. Years ago, when I first met a client named Carla, shout out to Carla, I sent her looking for her father's gold pocket watch. I could see it. I felt like I could hold it in my hand. It was very clear she needed to go searching for this gold pocket watch. And so she did. She did not find the gold pocket watch. What she found instead was a treasure far greater. She found a stack of letters that her mother had written to her while she was alive. A stack of letters she'd been looking for a very long time, in which every single letter, every single card, she signed the same way with the same beautiful salutation and Mom. Carla had been looking for this because she wanted to get those words in her mother's handwriting tattooed on her arm. She found it, and she has that tattoo. And she found that gold pocket watch. Not literally. But she wouldn't have looked in the places she looked had she not been searching for that thing. Sometimes it's very literal, right? Sometimes it's a metaphor for the things we're looking for in life, the pursuit that we take. One of those things for me was when I was pursuing the ministry. I went all the way through the Unity courses and I went to Unity Village to interview. And this was during the time of 9/11. I was still an elementary school teacher then. And if you've listened to my 9/11 episodes, you know that this was a very interesting and intense time, particularly for the class of first graders that I had and the way that we were asked by our district to reveal the details of that day for them. And then the daily, for weeks on end, conversations I ended up having with my students. And then I was going out of town for a whole week to interview for the ministerial education program at Unity Village. And so I wrote a letter to my students and I sealed it in an envelope and I left it for my substitute teacher. This envelope says, "In case of war, open and read to my students, to my children." I still have this envelope. I saw it not all that long ago. I have never opened it. And this morning, as I arrived home from taking my kids to school, donuts this morning at school with parents, it was fun. Anyway, I was thinking about this envelope and I thought, today is the day. I have to open this envelope today. I will open this today and I will read it on my podcast and we'll see where it leads us. And so I have proceeded for the past 30 minutes or so to dig for this envelope. I did not find it. I will. I promise you. When I find it, when it finds its way to me, I will share it with you. I'm curious to see what it says. So what I found instead is what I'm going to share with you today. I found this, I felt compelled to read it, and when I did, it reminded me of a podcast suggestion that actually several people gave me within the same day. What I have in front of me right now is a daily word. For those of you who don't know what the daily word is, it's something that Unity puts out, and it's affirmations for the day or prayers or whatever. This one happens to be quite old. This is from Saturday, November 30th, 1963. And I'm going to start by reading this to you. If we feel trapped by circumstances, it is because we have forgotten our true nature, our true heritage. We may believe that we are bound, but the truth is that we have power in us to assert and to claim our freedom at any moment. Remind yourself that you are a spiritual being. There is a triumphant, transcendent, splendid spirit in you that cannot be bound, that is never limited by circumstances. Do not be afraid to declare your freedom. Be bold and daring in your proclamation. In faith, declare, I am spirit. I am free, unfettered, unbound. There are powers inherent in you that are mighty to renew you, to change you, to transform you and the conditions of your life. Right now, you have a mighty power of spirit within you. Right now, this spirit is working in and through you to set you free from old thoughts and old ways. Right now, this transcendent spirit in you can come forth. We are not caged. We are not trapped. We are not victim to our circumstances. We can always change. If we have been led on an apparent wild goose chase, we must pay attention to where it took us. What happened when it changed our path? What happened? I went seeking to become a unity minister. That's not what happened. I went on that trip and I left that letter. And everybody in my interview class was convinced that I was in and that I was going to be class president. And I go through the whole process. And in my last interview, the two women asked me, where do you see yourself in 10 years? And words fell out of my mouth that never had before. I said, I will be an intuitive counselor. It may be that answer that had them not put me in ministerial school. It may be that answer. Do you know what I was doing 10 years after that day? It led me here. I am grateful for the wild goose chase because it wasn't wild at all. I learned so much. It is so valuable to what I am today, and the seeking and the searching and the heartfelt investigation of different cultures and religions and things that were born from that experience, coupled with the life experiences I've had before and after, made me who I am today. Looking for that pocket watch led Carla to her treasure. You are not caged. It may seem like it, that your choices have been taken away, that you're searching for something that cannot be found. It may seem like nothing is up to you. You have to go to a job that maybe you don't even really like. Maybe you hate it. Maybe you're not crazy about your living circumstances. Maybe it's your spouse, your kids, your friends, your home, your city, your job, whatever it is. Maybe it's your body. Maybe you're unhappy with this machine that you are walking the earth in. Beloved, you can change it. It may seem like an overwhelming task at first. There's so far to go and so much to do, but guess what? You take one step at a time. I know you've heard that before, beloved, but let's think of it in a new way with new eyes and an open mind. Think 5 years down the road. Give yourself just a minute, glimpse, a unit of time that you know if you look backwards at, you were way different. And if not, oh, that's your mistake. Let's fix it. Okay. Let's say 5 years from now, is it realistic to say I could be happy with my job and my love and my life and my health and everything else? Yes. You know that in 5 years, you could change everything. Take that knowing and rest in today. What's the first baby step? Maybe it's drinking half of the Coke instead of the whole thing. Maybe it's signing up for a class. Maybe it's updating your LinkedIn, getting on Indeed. You're not in a cage. This is not some kind of rat race, beloved. You're not in a hamster wheel going again and again and again. There is power within you to change your life. Most of you who you've been sitting here with me this long, if you've been listening to me talk for the past 9.5 minutes, then you know there's spirit in you. But let's say you've been listening even though you doubt it. You have the ability to change your mind. Whether you believe that spirit powers you and fuels your experiences or not, you have the power to change your mind, to open the cage door. You are not entrapped. You might be entangled. If you're entangled, you made that choice and you need to decide how you're going to untangle. Is it going to be a complete setting yourself free? Are you going to chop your life apart and change it? Or are you going to remove one tentacle at a time? One change at a time. That's up to you and how quickly you want to see your life change. This seems like a weird metaphor, but I'm going to use it anyway. Those of you who are close in age to me may remember that in the 90s, many of us had way overplucked eyebrows. Bear with me. I was one of these people, okay? And if you know me, I have pretty big, I've got decent eyebrows, okay? So I had mine plucked into these little tiny thin lines, and they were too thin. And when I was ready to grow them back, I grew them like one row of hair at a time. And it was painstaking and it took a very long time. But something in me wouldn't let myself just be wild while they started growing back in. And if you've ever seen anybody trying to grow in their eyebrows, I mean, let's be fair, it's not cute, right? But I stretched this out so long. When I look backwards, I think how silly that was. I could have just let them go crazy for a week or two and then they would have been normal. But he didn't. I stretched it out and I made it take a long time and I let it be something that sort of nagged at me and tortured me for a very long time. It seemed like the best I could do then. It doesn't matter that if I look back, I think that I would have just let them go crazy and grow back in, that it's not that big of a deal, that it would have been much less painful. I could have just worn sunglasses a lot or something. That's wisdom of time. So if you can just rip off the band-aid, just go for it. Let it all grow back. Mow it down and let it all grow back at once. Fantastic. I've done that. I have blown my life up more than once. But you know what? If you can't, if you have enough good in there that you don't want to see it all fall down, then choose one thing. One thing. Maybe you just eat half the pizza instead of the whole thing. You're not trapped, beloved. You have the power to change your life. The truth is, most of you listening to me today, honest to God, could sell everything that you have and just go. Just go and figure it out later. I have a client named Aaron who did that a while back. He said he was going to. I told him to go for it. And you know what he did? He showed up at my door one day unannounced, nervous and excited and shaking, and he had literally packed up all of his stuff and he had decided this place he had dreamt of living that happened to be in one of the Carolinas, that he was going to go there. And he took his life, what he felt was valuable and important, right? His dog, his stuff, right? To be fair, it could be your spouse, your kids, whatever. I mean, you can move your whole life. It is a thing. People do it. And on the drive from here to there, he found a place he could stay for a few nights while he pinned down an apartment, and he had two job leads that he got while he was talking on the phone. You can change your life. You can up and move if that's what you want. You can leave that male or female or in between that is making you miserable. You can leave your job. Now, I'm a realist in some light, and I don't necessarily think we should just quit our job if we don't have another one lined up. But maybe you've got enough saved up that you'd be okay for a couple months. Then you know what? If it's going to set you free, if it's what you need, quit your job. If you want to start something new, start something new. Be okay with that things start small and that they grow, but do not be okay with standing behind a locked door that comes from nowhere but your imagination. Yes, sometimes money can be a limitation. Yes, responsibilities can seem like a limitation, but guess what? You can change all those things. You can release some of what bombards you. You can decide what really is your responsibility and what's not. You can save money. You can cut expenses. You can sell things. There are ways to set yourself free, whether they're little or big. Maybe you just need a little bit. Maybe you just need a little bit more room. Maybe it's one too many things. Maybe if you just set down one thing, the cage door will swing open. Maybe it's in your mindset. Maybe you are so dead set on what you thought you wanted that you can't see what you have. Whatever it is, beloved, you are not caged. You are not trapped. You are free. Allow yourself to see it, to feel it. I know some of you are arguing with me in your mind, but laugh at yourself. You are not limited. You are limitless. No, you can't jump off the roof of a building and fly, right? But you can change your life. And if you are discontent, you should. Until next time, beloved, namaste.
Hi, my name is Tessa. I've been a regular client of Jen's for over 4 years now. I found her at a point when I really needed her, when my life had hit rock bottom, which of course, as I realized later, was no coincidence. Her wisdom and support have been invaluable to me, and I honestly cannot even imagine what kind of life I'd have now, or the person I'd be now if I'd never met her. She's helped me learn how to rebuild in positive ways. Her guidance over the years has taught me how to live more purposefully and joyfully than I probably ever otherwise would have known how to do. She's helped me learn to see and understand the world and other people in new and more loving ways, and to also embrace and appreciate who I am. Jennifer's such a treasure, and I love knowing that others benefit from receiving her guidance as well. I recognize that this podcast and its messages may not be for everyone, but for many of us, probably those of you listening, I truly believe we're very fortunate and blessed to have a voice like Jennifer's that's available to us through this podcast, where we can access and listen to her encouraging messages anytime we want to. I know I do. I'd like to ask each and every one of you to please consider supporting it in any way you can, whether it's through financial contribution, spreading the word to others, providing positive reviews, or any other way you can give. Remember that every little bit counts. Thank you for listening to and supporting Jen, someone who I'm also very grateful to be able to call a dear friend. I owe her so much gratitude for making me a better person, mother, wife, and friend. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom. And I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.